I'd like to start with a couple roster moves we made. We signed Bryce Harris off of Atlanta Falcons practice squad for Marcel Jones, who went on injured reserve for us. And the other guys that we adjusted were we're going to work on today as far as replacing or see what we're going to do from there.
Can I have an update on Johnny Patrick?
Johnny Patrick looks to be not as bad as it, hopefully not as bad as it looks. He's still getting looked at by the doctors, but we hope to have him back in pretty soon.
Scott Shanley and Devin?
It looks the same for them as well. Hope to have him back soon.
After watching the film again, watching the game, I mean, overall sentiments, I'm sure penalties probably still stick with you, but other than that, what else kind of stuck out to you?
Well, I'm going to say again that it was penalties, and it was a case of when you get yourself behind the eight ball like that and it all compounds. So if it's first and 20, it's going to end up being third and 10 a lot of times. And so now it not only goes from a penalty as a negative, but then the next thing happens and your third downs are negative. Your percentage of third down conversion becomes much less because it's third and long. So then you don't stay on the field as long because you're not converting the third downs, and the defense has to play longer. So it's a combination of all those things put together that just compounding problems that if you eliminate one, the rest of them don't show up.
Aaron, how did the offensive line communication go with you running the team, but also being able to speak to the offensive line?
You know what? I thought that was one thing that really went well. It was a case where I talked with Frank on the sideline. I'd go back there every once in a while and talk, when I say back there, over to the bench and talk to the guys and just get a feel for where they were mentally and then give them a thought or two that I had that I was seeing. All in all, when you look at it, the offensive line was pretty productive, even though it didn't show on the stat sheet.
Coach, what did Washington do defensively? Like Drew was always running to find Nick Space himself and to make a play. These things broke down a number of times. What did Washington do that made you guys sometimes care?
Washington did a good job of disguising some of their traditional blitzes that we had practiced, and they showed up late. And we as a group decide who we're blocking, and between the quarterback and the offensive line, we weren't always going to the guy that we had practiced to go to, and so there was times that, and there's quite honestly, there's a lot of times that we have protections in where they're bringing six and we have five blockers, and so we have to get the ball out, and that's when Drew at times is Houdini and decides he's going to make a guy miss in the backfield, as you've seen him do many a time, and still make a play, and so there were a couple of those yesterday, and a couple of disguised blitzes that were good, and so it's and when you throw it 52 times in a game, you know, it's not going to be as clean as you want it to be when it turns into a one-sided game.
Is it in any way beneficial that you're playing Cam Newton this week following RG3, given the fact that their skill sets are similar?
Absolutely. I would think that for sure. Just that you just experienced. Obviously, we would have liked to have more success against it, but the experience against it that you can't get, any simulation that we try to do in practice wouldn't be the same with the talent that RG3 has. So it definitely is a benefit.
Do you take anything away from as bad as you guys played? You still had the ball at the end of the game with a chance to win or a chance to tie?
That's exactly right. We had a chance to tie with the ball in our hands at the end of the game, and for us to play so poorly and execute so poorly, that says something about the talent and the resolve of this team. There are a lot of teams that would have not finished the game the way we did, and we decided, you know, these players decided, and that's where you see the character of our guys. Even though they weren't playing well, they weren't executing well, they decided that they were going to finish the game and we were going to put ourselves in position to have a chance to tie it at the end. And it didn't quite work out that way, but that shows you the resolve of this team.
Aaron, you said it's still difficult to emulate what RG3 35. Might that have been part of the reason why it was a struggle for your defense yesterday, figuring out RG3, keeping him in the pocket, being so dangerous even though he had a lot of success?
Yes, it is. When you're playing against a guy like RG3, figuring it out and reacting and actually making the tackle are three different things. I don't think that it was a case yesterday that we had a lot of difficulty figuring it out. But if you get a half a step behind an RG3, you're not going to make that tackle before he gains some yards. And I believe that's what happened yesterday, as well as a couple missed tackles.
I think I saw, I forgot which network it was, but I saw one of the players saying that he felt like the same defense yesterday looked reactive instead of proactive like they had in years past. Is that unfair in your assessment?
I feel like, and if you ask the players, that we had a scheme, it was a good scheme, and as we were playing the scheme, were we that half a step behind at times? Yes. And were they gaining some yards because of it? Yes. That is, that we trust in Steve Spagnuolo's scheme. The players trust in his scheme. They've practiced it and felt good about it. And it's just a case of there's some missed tackles. There are a couple missed executions that you have throughout the game. And that's when they start chunking the yards up against you.
Karen, do you feel like it's necessary to put your stamp on this team over the next 5 weeks while you're filling
it? I think that we're going to put the New Orleans Saints stamp on this team. I've taken over this team for a total of 7 days at this point, and this is still Sean Payton's team, and this is still Drew Brees' team, and Joe Vitt's team, and Mickey Loomis' team. And we're going to play. This is the New Orleans Saints team. There is no stamp. The stamp is that we know how we execute, and we know how New Orleans Saints football looks. And that wasn't us yesterday, and we're going to get that fixed.
Yeah, only 10 runs. Obviously, the score and down and distance are going to influence that a lot. But even early in the game, it seemed pretty skewed heavily towards the pass. Do you feel like it maybe should have been a little more balanced, or was that just
Well, obviously the game plan, when you have the talent that we have at all positions, it's to be balanced. And we have a good offensive line. We have a good running back group. We have good receivers and a good quarterback. So it is always a plan to be balanced. When you get in a situation like we got in yesterday and you get a couple scores down, you're trying to keep it as balanced as possible. When it's first and 10 and then you false start and it's first and 20, you're not going to call a run play. You're looking at a 4 to 5 yard gain on a run play, and on first and 20, that's not a good call. Second and 20, that's not a good call. And too early in the game, we got in that situation, and so we're not going to call a run, and then it becomes pass heavy.
Adrian Arrington was in the locker room today. It's safe to assume he's back with the team.
We're deciding that today.
Okay.
Hey, Aaron. There are going to be some, you know, there'll be assumptions, correct or not, that with Sean gone, there's maybe more on Drew's shoulders in terms of, you know, leading the offense, and that's going to be fueled by how yesterday's game yet went. But what do you think about that?
Well, one thing I talked to the team about this morning already, as a coaching staff, we looked at it and we said, you know, there's too much yesterday. There's too much doing someone else's job and not doing their own job. I'm trying to make up for this because Sean's not here. I'm trying to make up for this because Vilma's not here. Will Smith wasn't in practice this week. Should I try to make? And that is not what we do. What we do is do our job, do it to the best we can, know that we're prepared, and go into the next game knowing that a calm, that we have prepared the right way, that we're all in because we are. Every one of us are in. Every player, every coach, we're all in. We're coming tighter together. We're pulling tighter together. And we're going to do our job and not try to make up for someone else. Someone gets knocked out of the game and is injured. You're not going to try to do more than you do, nor more than you should have done. You're going to do your job.
That doesn't happen overnight, though. Did you see it all that coming? You know what I'm saying?
No, I didn't see it coming. And we didn't play under the lights yet. And when we played under the lights, we realized looking at it today, that there was some, hey, I'm going to try to do more than I normally do to try to make up for something, and that is not necessary.
Roman Harper kind of jokingly asked Malcolm Jenkins, are you off the bridge? In that meeting this morning, what did you feel of the mood of the team?
I sensed determination. I sensed focus. I sensed a wake-up call. That's what I sensed.
I asked Drew this yesterday, and I mean it as a serious question, although the answer could potentially be humorous. Sean's such an integral part of this franchise. How do you think he reacted yesterday watching the game from afar in any way?
I'm sure he was disappointed that, you know, we didn't play better than we did. And he should have been. We all were disappointed, players, coaches, everyone. And he, if he was reacting in that way, he should have.
Which man coverage did you see yesterday?
We saw a lot of man coverage yesterday. And a lot of bump man all the way down the field.
Did that surprise you?
Not surprised on long distances and third down. They played a lot of man. They had not played a lot of man on first and second down. But once again, we got them in positions where they were playing first and second down, like third down.
Do you have to take more shots to kind of loosen that up a little bit?
Well, if you're asking to take more shots, you know, as we looked at this morning, what came up was there were more drop balls than we're used to. We did take shots down the middle, down the sideline, and we didn't connect with as many as we normally do that we're used to doing.
Basically, they were trying to take your underneath stuff away and kind of forcing you to do that, right?
Yeah, I mean, even in man-to-man schemes, there's plenty of underneath things that you can do with crossing routes and that we had up and called.
You spoke very highly of Robert Griffin on Friday, but actually seeing him in person, was there anything that was extra impressive?
Yeah, his poise was extra impressive. He had a mature game. He had a game that a quarterback with a couple years under his belt would have had. And they did a very nice job of balancing their offense to help him get into a groove early with a lot of bubble screens. And he didn't throw the ball past the line of scrimmage very often early in the game to calm him, and that made sense.
Somebody's going to be 0-2 Sunday. A good football team. I know it's 1 of 16, but is there any added significance to this game based on the fact that both of them lost on Sunday?
Well, the added significance is divisional game, and so we need to win this game this week. It's important to our program. It's important to our psyche. But is it a win or lose the season game? No, there isn't. There's 16 games. The New York football Giants last year were what, 9-7 in the regular season and won the Super Bowl. We need to peak, we need to get to the playoffs, and we need to peak at that time. Constant improvement, constant skill development, and coming together and learning what we are as a team.
Were you Saints coach Aaron Comer here on the apparently it's the right word? Worried, concerned, any of the above? Is that...
No, not at all. I would be worried if we had immaturity in the locker room. I would be worried if our guys, I had a sense that that they felt they did well yesterday and we lost. But I don't sense that. I sense our guys determined to make up for what happened yesterday.
Help us understand what that looks like or how that plays out in the game.
Well, that's when you try to make a play that's not yours on defense instead of just doing your job and staying within the scheme. That's when you try to make a pass that isn't needed at the time because you're trying to press to throw a deep ball to get us in the game right now as opposed to two or three plays from now. That's when a lineman is trying to help his buddy block a guy by doing something differently. So there's plenty of examples in the game, but that would come to mind.
Can you just be a football coach right now, or is there like too much else going on? You've got the weight of, you're asked, what does Sean Payton think? What, you know, is your quarterback taking on more?
No, I don't, listen, I am being a football coach right now. I come into work, I evaluate tape, I see what I see, I explain it to you, and I go home. I mean, that's what a football coach does. I try to get it explained to the guys, and we try to find the response and the reactions that we need, and how we're going to fix it, and we move on. And that's what football coaches do.
What will it take for people to stop asking, what do you think Sean thought, or did Sean call you, or did Sean message you?
You can ask me that all year. It doesn't bother me one bit. This is Sean Payton's football team. I'm managing it as we, as a group, as we are, as we get through these 6 weeks, and I'm excited to do it. And the team is excited. We had one bad game. We're going to turn it around. It's a good wake-up call for us, and we're ready to go.